Good morning. It's The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. And here's a good way to keep people out of your country. China says that for anyone who wants to come in from a foreign country to visit, that's fine. You have to get a COVID test. And if you're coming in from another country, that's going to be a rectal swab.
Oh.
So
why does it
canceling
have to...
China plans.
No.
Yeah.
Why does it have to go in there?
Well, it's just one of the ways they can swab. And they said, okay, we're doing rectal swabs for incoming foreigners. We want to shut down our borders. You know, we want to keep people from coming in from countries where the numbers are a little too high still or whatever. Just say, oh, sorry, rectal swabs for the folks coming from Brazil.
I don't trust a swab in my rectal because I always think that the sphincter is like an electronic situation where it just goes and it just like sucks it in. And then it's like, what if you can't take it out? I don't know. Mm-mm.
What are you talking about?
Don't you feel like...
First of all, you just called your... that... an electronic situation. Todd here? I need help.
I just came in at...
that exact moment?
That moment. Mm-hmm. And I need context.
Okay, mm-hmm. So...
what are you talking about, Kelly?
Well, so China, I think this is a really brilliant idea.
And unfortunately, you're going to hear about it all day long.
Yeah. I think this is a brilliant idea, China, to keep foreigners out... says you can come to the country, that's fine, but you have to take a rectal COVID swab.
Well,
right?
That's ridiculous.
Right.
So that's what I said. And Kelly goes, nope, I think that's an electronic part of my body and it might suck things in.
Don't you think the sphincter is like, if anything goes in, it just kind of like goes, like it sucks it in.
And no, it's the reverse, actually.
Yeah.
Things go out, the sphincter.
Well, they do go out, but I feel like if you...
Are
if
we
you
doing basic human anatomy? This is like...
I think so.
I know, but don't you feel like if you stuck a swab in there,
no.
Like the stuff would just go, oh,
no.
And like, and you'd be like, oh, it's in there. Oh,
no.
Like, what happened?
No, you
and
can't
then,
breathe in.
I don't think it has a sucking motion that it just like,
what?
It's like crazy. That's what I think.
Okay,
and
you've said a lot of crazy things. This is one of the craziest things that you've said.
I don't know.
Is.
Oh,
kind of is.
I just kind of feel like that's what happens. It just comes in, and then what if you lose the swab?
Then why don't you lose your underwear?
Because I don't stick it in the hole.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm talking about...
It's going to take you hours, Blake, to go back and edit
all of these
clips that
why
Kelly is dropping
right
now.
The appropriate,
why are people calling?
The appropriate... transition topic that we're going to transition to right now is why aren't you a grown-up yet? And I know Kelly's answer, and it's because I think this is how my butt works.
There was
and
that
here's why I'm not a grown-up. I'm entertaining this conversation.
Yep, and you're letting it go.
Yeah.
This is why we all get along, because we're not grown-ups.
Yep.
But it's like the Cardi B challenge when she said how to wash her bum. I tried it, and it was like I almost lost a finger. I was like,
Wait, what was the Cardi B challenge?
It wasn't really a challenge. She just went on TikTok and was like, this is how you really should wash your parts. And then she was like, you should...
We don't need to go over this again. It was already never should have been on the radio in the first place.
Okay, so anyways, I tried
it. Wait, we have audio of Kelly getting a swab.
Ooh.
See?
There it goes.
That's what it feels like.
Where'd it go?
Yep.
Can't send that one to the laboratory.
If that was... Right.
We need another one.
I gotta do it again.
Let's try this again.
Yeah.
And then I'll lose a second one.
Does this have something to do with like...
Hey, we're running out of swabs here.
Oh my gosh.
Somebody run swab to CVS, please.
Yeah. I can't be the only one who's afraid of this.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Jeez.
Also, when we talk about topics
like
this.
You could be the only one.
No. Right.
Okay. Let me prove.
No.
Hi, Chelsea, good morning.
Good morning.
Is this a fear that you have that your butt might suck things in?
No, but the anus is actually a vacuum. That's why, like, butt plugs and stuff have stoppers.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Okay. There
excellent.
We go.
Okay.
We've
come to a new low.
Okay.
We've reached a new low, folks.
Okay. This is... Okay.
The anus is a vacuum.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Okay. Right. What kind of
Chelsea,
vacuum?
Chelsea, you know,
I don't
vacuum.
Use it on the carpet. I hope
you've enjoyed
to clean up the
I
mess.
Don't know.
Yeah. Chelsea, I hope you feel honored to have been the last phone call that we've ever been able to take on The Blake Show.
Hey, there it is. Maybe mine's a Roomba.
Chelsea, it was nice knowing you. We'll have to just create a podcast at some point because the show is clearly over now.
Wow. Huh.
Okay.
Well, I just got educated on butt plugs.
Okay. We're going to keep saying it.
I don't
Stop saying it.
I don't know what it is.
What? Okay. I'm not explaining what a...
I mean, it's just
what that is. Because I didn't know.
I think the definition is in the description.
Think of a wine cork for down there.
But why?
Yeah, why?
Okay,
why?
I'm just going to say this is something you should Google on your own time without your kids around.
On work computer?
No. Oh. I wouldn't.
I'm doing it. I want to know what it's for.
Don't. Okay. Please don't.
Okay. But I'm just
Google
saying.
Google swabs.
Hold on.
Thank you,
we have
Chelsea.
Another question.
It's a vacuum.
Hello?
Did you plug the hole yet, Daddy?
Okay, stop. Stop.
Man.
Lost complete control.
Wow.
Huh. I blame you, Blake.
Well, I'm sorry.
What? How does
you let
this
it go there.
Wait a minute. How is this my fault?
You probably brought this up. Did you bring up this topic?
I mentioned
yes,
the Chinese.
Rectal swabs in China.
Rectal swabs?
I did. I said, I thought this is a funny line.
Well, where
this
do you think
I'm
going to go?
This is funny line. It was one of those things where I go, well, there's a good way to keep people out of your country is tell them they need to get a rectal swab to come in. And then we got Kelly over there going, nope. I've heard that it takes things in and you never know what happens with them.
I just don't want to lose a swab there and imagine how uncomfortable.
Oh, oh my God.
Yeah, right. Ooh. Oh, I'm clenching.
Yeah, that was the sound of it.
Oh, I'm clenchy.
Yeah.
Are you guys clenching your butt cheeks right now?
No.
What? Todd is.
What, are you concerned?
Todd is. Todd's clenching his cheeks. Okay. I can tell. Yep.
Oh, boy.
Hold on. Todd, relax. I'm gonna transition.
Carpet's really clean.
Okay. I'm gonna transition.
It's so gross.
I'm gonna transition to the topic that I planned after this short
You're
message.
So gross.
The Hoover Portable packs more power than any other suction cleaner. Lets you clean the whole house single-handed. Then just packs away as neat and tidy as a suitcase.
Right in your underwear. All right, we're going to have to take a brief pause.
We're going to regroup.
Anyways, I'm not going to China.
Well, no.
No.
Oh, clearly not. You suck them out of swabs.
No. Hey, listen, she did this.
Oh, man, we manufacture them here, and she even cleared us out.
She took the rest of them.
Now she's after our tongue depressors. All right.
Oh, man. Wow, what's happened? Oh, God.
Kelly Hoover Toll. Okay. Todd's got your News Center main forecast, and then we will do the topic that we planned, which was what makes you not a grown-up, and we already have our answer.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Todd.
Sold. Mostly sunny skies today. Breezy cold. High temperatures in the mid-30s. Even colder tomorrow in the 20s with sunshine. Weekend remains snow-free, storm-free, and chilly with temps in the 30s.
For all hard-to-clean spots, it's unmatched for convenience. And look, you men, the Magic Mite is perfect for special cleaning jobs, like the interior of your car.
I didn't
think she was going to say car.
Oh, boy, there goes a Skittle.
Skittle.